Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. The article we're covering today is called How Much Do Real Estate Agents Earn in Australia? And the honest answer starts with, it depends.
Which is not what people want to hear when they're planning a career move.
Right, but the article is straight about it. Anyone who gives you a confident number is guessing. Real estate income is one of the most variable in the country because most of your pay is tied directly to results.
So how does the pay structure actually work?
Most agents earn a base wage plus commission. The base gives you a steady floor each pay cycle. The commission is the bigger lever, paid as a share of the sales or rentals you bring in. Some agencies pay a higher base with lower commission. Others flip it.
And some experienced agents go commission only?
For the larger upside, yes. Which is why two agents sitting in the same office can earn very different amounts in the same year. One lists and sells more. One works a busier patch. One puts in the hours when the market is moving.
So what are the main factors that decide where someone lands on that range?
The article breaks down a handful. State and market is one of the biggest. Property values, transaction volumes, and commission norms differ across NSW, QLD, VIC, and the ACT, even between suburbs.
So an agent in inner Sydney is in a completely different market to one in regional Queensland.
Completely different. Then there's experience and reputation. A known agent with repeat clients and referrals has a fuller pipeline than someone in their first year.
What about effort? I think some people coming from a salaried job assume real estate income ticks over without constant hustle.
It doesn't. Prospecting, follow-up, and time on the phone translate fairly directly into listings, and listings translate into income. The article also flags market timing. A hot market lifts everyone. A quiet one tests everyone.
Okay, let's get into the license ladder, because that really affects what you can earn.
It's central to it. Your qualification level sets the boundary on what you're legally allowed to do, and that tracks closely with what you can earn. At entry level, you work as an assistant agent or salesperson under a licensed agent. You're supporting listings, open homes, and buyer inquiries. That's where you learn the trade.
And your income at that stage reflects the role.
It does. Moving up to a full agent license changes things significantly. You can list and sell in your own right, take on your own clients, and earn the commission that comes with it. For most people, that's the step where income starts to climb.
And above that?
The principal or licensee in charge. That's the qualification that lets you run an office, supervise other agents, and share in the profit of an agency. The earning potential is highest there, and so is the responsibility.
What about specialisms? Some agents carve out a niche beyond standard residential sales.
The article highlights three. Auctioneering is its own accredited skill, and a strong auctioneer is valuable to any office. Rural and stock and station work covers larger rural transactions and needs extra training. Commercial property tends to involve bigger deals than standard residential. None of them are shortcuts, but each one can raise your earning ceiling over time.
Not quick wins, but real additions to what you can offer.
Exactly. And the article is honest throughout. It doesn't promise fast riches. The agents who do best keep a steady pipeline, plan for the quieter stretches, and treat prospecting as a daily habit rather than a panic when listings dry up.
So for someone genuinely considering the industry, what's the starting point?
The entry qualification for your state. That lets you work under a licensed agent and start learning on the job. And the article makes the point that there's no age limit here. Whether you're early in your career or coming to property later in life, the same path applies.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute website for a thorough breakdown of all of this. It covers the license upgrade path, what different specialisms involve, and how to get started depending on where you live.
And when you're ready to take that first step, Archer Institute delivers nationally recognized real estate qualifications online and self-paced across NSW, QLD, VIC, and the ACT, with a real Australian-based support team there from enrollment right through to completion. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273 to find the right course for your state.
Thanks for listening to the Archer Institute blog and audio.